Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Welcome back, friend. I'm your host, Lene Heiss, and we are so glad you're here. School's out for summer in America, and we are hoping you have time with your families to enjoy the sun and the different pace of life that summer affords families. Each week, we try to bring you content that encourages, empowers, and equips you to reach the next generation for Christ and to spur you on to pray powerfully and effectively for the kids in your life. Today's guest is going to give us a firsthand account of being prayed for as a kid, and I found myself smiling for the whole interview. I hope you'll take advantage of the free Girls in Prayer curriculum and prayer activities available on our website at momsinprayer.org, and you can just enter Girls in Prayer in the search bar and it will pop right up. Most of those activities are gender neutral, and all of the lessons could be as well. So go ahead and take advantage of those opportunities for your home and your church. Thanks a million for your reviews on this podcast and for sharing it across Facebook and Instagram. You're helping to spread not just our podcast, but also the mission and vision of Moms in Prayer. Today's guest is my friend, the young, dynamic prayer warrior, Aubrey Burke. Aubrey Burke, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I love being able to talk with you.
Aubrey, it's so fun to know each other and work together in real life. We both serve in the communications department at Moms in Prayer. Tell us about your role at Moms in Prayer.
Yeah, so I get to be the social media coordinator and then also contribute content. So recently been the Bible study or monthly attribute videos. I get to have my hands in a lot of different places, which just makes my job super fun and exciting, and being able to reach moms in different ways, whether it's on social media or through videos or different things. So it's a really, really fun role.
It is so important too for our ministry to be able to go out across all of those platforms. And I happen to think you do a fantastic job.
Thank you. You're sweet.
Aubrey, you have a really fun story. So I said your name is Aubrey Burke, but you are the daughter of Sally Burke, our president. Tell me what it was like growing up as a Moms in Prayer kid.
Yeah, I think in hindsight, it's just such a blessing. Growing up, I would always see my mom every single morning in her bed, doing her quiet time, in her word, praying. I always knew on certain days she would pray for each of us. So she had like a certain day for each kid that she would pray for, always hearing that she was going to her Moms in Prayer meetings. And I feel like at the time I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's just what my mom does. And then I feel like it was more so in high school that I started to really realize the power of it. And one of my favorite stories just that I got to experience of answered prayer was in high school, when my high school would go and we would have like a little winter retreat with our school. Our senior year, my friends and I decided that we were going to start praying for this ahead of time, because even though we were at a Christian school, not everyone's a believer, not everyone has that relationship with God. And so we wanted them to really encounter God at this winter retreat. Not only were we praying, but of course the Moms in Prayer group for our school and that my mom was a part of was also praying with us. And when it came to that week, the very last night, we had a time of worship, and then the worship leader just asked us to start praying together. And through that time of praying together, people were either gave their life to Christ or decided to rededicate their life to Christ. And we saw 91 students do that day. And so
did you just say 91?
Yeah, 91 students.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't have words for a while. I just had like so much joy in my heart. And I was like, I don't even know what to say, but just the faithful prayers of the Moms in Prayer, like that support from the Moms in Prayer group was so vital. And then even just seeing my mom growing up and praying and hearing her pray and knowing how to pray from her definitely, you know, helped in that. I think even now there are little things that I'll just realize as a child who has received so much prayer, like literally ever since I've been born, I'm sure in the womb also, she was praying for me. And I'll just think of these little things like, oh, wow, like I was protected from this, or I didn't even experience this. And I know it's because of my mom's prayers. I know that that was protection from God and God being faithful to answer those prayers. I guess I would say maybe to moms who are maybe discouraged right now by their children's either lack of a prayer life or not feeling like what they're doing is making a difference. I mean, I didn't really realize it at the time. At the time, sometimes my mom would stop and talk to someone in the grocery store about moms and prayer. And I'm just like, oh, mom again. But now I'm like, wow, like that's amazing that that's what she's choosing to do with her life. Like, I feel so blessed when I look at other people, other friends who maybe don't have parents who pray. And I'm just like, wow, that's amazing that I get to receive that gift. Like I get to receive the gift of prayer from my mom. So long story short, it's incredible.
Well, I think it's really fun too, Obs, that you have experienced revival. I mean, in your lifetime, you've tasted what that was like. What does that mean for you now, today?
Yeah, that definitely has changed, again, just how I pray, because I do serve at my church with junior high and high school students. And so I pray for that same experience for them. I pray that they'll experience revival. I pray that we'll continue to see more and more students come to Christ. And it's really neat. I lead the high school prayer ministry at my church. It's been so amazing to see other people capture that vision also and pray those same prayers. And so I think, yeah, once you experience revival, you just want to keep seeing it and you keep asking God for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so you do have a ministry with students. That's one of the things that I know that you love to do now is work with them. But you've used the Moms in Prayer 4-step strategy for covering your students in prayer. You've actually brought that to your church as a Moms in Prayer kid. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's how I started getting involved with the high school ministry. The high school pastor at the time knew that I worked at Moms in Prayer and knew a little bit about Moms in Prayer. And so he asked me to start leading the prayer ministry. And he got in on some of the meetings and saw that I brought the 4 steps of prayer, and he just loved that and didn't want me to stop doing that. So every Wednesday before we start our Wednesday night with our high schoolers, a group of us will come together. We'll go through the 4 steps of prayer and pray over the night. And whether it's praying specific scripture prayers for students or just covering, you know, whoever's speaking that night. And then I even got to be kind of the prayer coordinator for our whole church for about a year. And I brought it into that as well. So each prayer meeting that I get to lead, I bring the 4 steps of prayer. And I've seen how other people have latched onto it and how it has changed how they view prayer. Because I think so much we can think that prayer is scary or feel like it's we have to say the right things or whatever else it is. I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I feel like the 4 steps of prayer takes that pressure off. And we realize it's more conversation and just having that time with our God that we love and praising him for what he's done, asking for forgiveness for things that we've done, thanking him for what we've seen him do and what he's going to do. And then going into that time of intercession for our church and for the students. So I've absolutely loved being able to incorporate that in what I'm doing now.
Well, I've asked you about growing up Moms in Prayer, but is your mom everything she seems to be? Is she really this cool?
Absolutely. Yes. I know. I think I just get blown away that I have such an amazing mom. You're going to make me cry. She leads by example for sure. Again, just seeing growing up her faith and how that hasn't stopped. That's been a consistent thing in her life. Every single morning that she has her time with God, and that obviously transforms our lives when we spend that time with God, that consistent time with God. totally transforms our lives. So she is definitely all that all that people say she is. She's selfless. She's always there for me. She gives wise advice. She doesn't, like, obviously she always comforts me, but then she also gives me that godly wisdom. Yeah, she's like my best friend. So, and maybe I'm biased, but yeah, she's amazing.
I happen to think she's pretty great as well. I was texting with her last night and she sent me 3 gifts in a row. And they were spot on, Aubrey. You can totally tell somebody who is gifting well. And so if our friends that are listening don't know what that is, that's a little pictures you can send as a text message. And I was like, and not only is Sally godly, she's cool too. That's so fun. I think it would be easy for our listeners to believe that it's been easy to be this godly. Mm-hmm. But I know that your family has walked through trials.
I think it can seem like it's easy because my mom does display such a strong faith and is so good about going to God for everything. There's been a lot of health struggles.
Yep.
In our family for sure. Both of my brothers were pretty much in like near death experiences. One of my brothers has Crohn's disease and his large intestine just burst super randomly. He literally he should have died. And thankfully they rushed him into surgery and God saved him. And then my other brother, just different mental health difficulties, and his brain was pretty much just shutting down. And also like he could have died. And so there's just been a lot of different things that we've really had to just lean into God, because she could have lost 2 of her children within a moment's notice. So yeah, there's always little things. She lost her sister again, super randomly. She just passed away. I believe it was in her sleep or just in the middle of the night, her sister passed away not too long ago. But yeah, I think looking at her and seeing all that she does, you wouldn't necessarily think that that was happening. But because God is who he is, and he is who he says he is, and he never changes, and he is faithful, and he does carry us through those times, that's why she is where she's at. That's why she can continue to stand strong and continue to lead a worldwide ministry.
I think that's exactly what you and I see all the time, is the global aspect of this ministry. Mm-hmm. That this ministry of Moms in Prayer is touching lives around the globe. And I know for sure that your mom has a heart for other nations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's had a lot of opportunities, especially with some of our partners through Moms in Prayer, like Operation Christmas Child, to travel to other countries and to see the people there. And then even just with Moms in Prayer, being able to travel and visit our leaders in other countries and getting more of that global perspective. Because yes, there's so much going on here where we are in the United States and so much we can pray for, but just seeing how united we can be when we gather together in prayer, and how united we can be as a sisterhood, realizing that all children and all schools need to be prayed for. She's been able to capture that vision and meet with those people. And then even with our anniversary coming up and Awaken Hope in October, and women are going to be able to come here. Don't miss out on that event if you can be there in October, because we're going to have our women from around the world who are going to come, and we can even hear how God has answered prayers for them. And just hearing their stories are so incredible, how they continue to pray, and they've gone through worse things than our family has, than a lot of us have gone through. And they still choose to seek after God and to pray, even if it puts them in danger or their family in danger.
Aubrey, I know you've caught that heart for global missions and have a heart for the world. What does that look like for you, and what does that mean?
I've been fortunate enough to be able to, maybe go to 5 countries. I've been to Mexico, Haiti, Philippines, and China. Okay, so 4 on missions. And I feel like it's maybe a cliche, but every time I go somewhere, I leave a piece of my heart there, because I just fall in love with the people there. And hearing their stories, spending that time with them. And I feel like China was probably the hardest to go to because that was the one that I couldn't really openly talk about faith. It was more so if they ask you or they bring it up, then you can kind of carry on the conversation with them. So it's definitely a test of faith of, okay, like, God, give me wisdom of what to say, how to say it, when to say it. And so that's just completely changed my life, moving, doing what God wants me to in other countries. But just whenever I can, sharing with them what God can and wants to do in their lives and praying with them when I can. So it's literally been life-changing to be able to do that.
I love that. Aubrey, it will be so fun for our friends that are listening to know that you will be the face that they'll see as they join our online summer Bible study. Can you tell us a little bit about what online summer Bible study is? And I'll fill in the rest of the details. They can always go to the show notes, but just so that people know, we're registering people right now. So tell us a little bit about it.
So yeah, it's a completely free Bible study that you're able to do for 4 weeks over these next couple months. Whether it's summer for you or it's not summer for you, this is something that you can do with women around you, that you can do by yourself. And our prayer behind it is just that you're able to really soak in who God is and to understand what it means to really trust Him and to lean on Him. Because this world can change in a moment's notice, just like I was talking about with my family and the things we've gone through. All of it seems to just be at a moment's notice. So we're praying it's a time where your faith is reignited, that it's deepened, the new, or maybe you're just reminded of something that you need to be reminded of that day. And so it's just a super quick, it's 10 minutes for 4 weeks. Each time is just 10 minutes. So it's just a quick and easy way to hopefully be encouraged and encourage the people around you as well. So it was a blessing to do. So I hope that you all are blessed as well.
That'll be starting July 9th. I know people are going to want to go online and they can receive those guides in their emails each week. They can go online and have access to the videos that you made for us. And Aubrey, we just love your heart. So I just want to ask our friends to think of you, go online, see a picture of our Aubrey today in our show notes so that when you see social media posts coming through, you can know exactly who's on the other side of that. And it is our good friend. So Aubrey, would you mind praying for the Moms in Prayer moms today?
Lord, we just praise you that you are exactly who you say you are, that you are faithful, that you are in control of all things, even when the world seems crazy and chaotic. God, you never change. Lord, I thank you for each and every mom who's listening, each and every Moms in Prayer mom around the world, or those who are just curious about what Moms in Prayer is. Lord, I just pray that you would continue to encourage them, that they wouldn't lose faith or hope, God, that they would continue to see you answering prayers faithfully, that they wouldn't give up praying for their children, praying for their schools, that they would know that it does have an eternal impact, even if they don't see it right now, God, that they would know that they are making a difference for your kingdom, God. So I just pray that you would continue to deepen their faith, Lord, that they would have that time with you each and every day to be in your presence, to be in your word, to pray to you, God. I just pray that you bless them for the work of their hands and just continue to lead and guide them in the way that they should go. We love you so much in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for being with us today, Aubrey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. We know that praying for our kids matters, but it's a huge blessing when we get to hear the stories of how God works revival and spiritual awakening in our kids, isn't it? Do you know a mom who needs hope for her kids and her situation? Have you invited her to join Moms in Prayer? Why not invite her to join you and send her today's episode? As always, our show notes for this episode can be found on the blog at momsinprayer.org, and all the ways to connect with today's guests are on there too. You can find all our show notes, the links, and the way to join the online summer Bible study. We love being on this journey with you, friends. If you have stories about how God worked this year in your area, email me at podcast@momsinprayer.org. Moms make the difference, praying moms just like you.
See you next week.